Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
This week, we remember the accomplishments of our nation's leaders, primarily George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Noted speaker, author, and leadership coach Stephen Mansfield joins us to talk leadership, influence, and faith. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Mansfield has written more than a dozen books on the faith of our presidents and the character traits that lead to greatness. He answered Neil's question on the character elements we most often see in great leaders.
The greatest ones have compassion. They don't just go in like a bull in a china shop, contending for one side and unable to think about the hurting, the needy, or even the wisdom that their enemies might have. There's almost always an element of compassion and balance that's very important. They almost always have a moral code. They don't see situations and events and some kind of a swimming, sort of murky decision-making process. They apply a moral code to it, and they see what's right and wrong. Churchill during World War II, didn't wonder about Nazism. He said it was the blackest paganism, and the Christian nations ought to rise against it. You know, he drew very clear lines, and so people knew how to act. Excuse me, when leaders don't sound clear trumpets, then the followers don't know what to do. And the great leaders sound a very clear moral trumpet, and that's what rallies the nation, the peoples, to great deeds. So those are very important. And then really one of the things that I'm most impressed with about some of the great leaders in our history is that you must not just have a message, you must embody your message. Ronald Reagan, without question, with his life, with his actions, with his style, with his words, he embodied his message. Agree with it or not, he at least embodied his message. Other leaders did the same thing. They lived out their values. If you watched them, you saw what they believed in action, in shoes, as some people say. And that's important because you can't just persuade people of an idea that doesn't grace your own life. You have to embody and represent that idea and put it in the flesh, so to speak, incarnate it. And that's why we gravitate to the heroism of Washington or the boldness of Churchill or Truman, very, very courageous man, immensely courageous man, particularly given, you know, his look, kind of the Poindexter look. But he constantly showed unbelievable steely courage that came from, I imagine, his Missouri rural background. But very impressive in how these men embraced and embodied what they believed.